诸位菩萨，大家早安。Good morning, everyone。首先呢，欢迎大家今天来到东柱禅寺来听，今天早上的这个佛学讲座。First of all, I would like to welcome all of you coming to CMC for a Dharma talk. So, 今天要跟大家分享的主题呢，是跟上个礼拜是一样的。就是如何从生活中体验《金刚经》的智慧。For today, I'm going to talk about how to experience the wisdom of the Diamond Sutra in our daily life. 在上个礼拜天的时候呢，有跟大家分享了《金刚经》三个重要的观念，你们还记得吗？Last Sunday, in the Dharma talk, I shared with you the three important concepts of Diamond Sutra. Do you still remember? 第一个呢，是大家耳熟能详的名言，凡所有相，皆是虚妄。那我也举了一些例子来说明如何的来破除这个四相。The first concept, the first point I talked about last week,Okay, yes, all appearances are illusory. This is a very famous verse in the sutra. I gave some example of how to eliminate the four types of appearances in my talk. 第二个重点是不住于相来行菩萨道。那佛陀在这一部经呢，也提醒了我们要学习菩萨道的菩萨精神。好，行菩萨道的最根本呢，就是要修这个布施行哦。The second point is, cultivating the Bodhisattva path without abiding to all appearances. In the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha reminded us to learn the spirit of Bodhisattva and to practice the Bodhisattva path. He said, we must give rise to the Bodhi mind and to practice the paramita of giving.那第三个重点呢，是跟大家分享了《金刚经》中非常著名的三段论的逻辑分析哦。Okay, the third point is, a logical analysis of selfism in the sutra. 所以呢，基本上这三个重点呢，是上个礼拜的时候已经跟大家分享过的。So the three points that I mentioned above, were talked about last week.那今天呢，我要跟大家分享这个《金刚经》的内容，可以分成两个部分来说明哦。第一个部分呢，《金刚经》非常重要的一个观念，三心不可得的观念。那第二个部分呢，要跟大家分享的是，从有我到无我的一个修行的历程呢，我们一起来看一看《金刚经》是怎么说的。For today's talk, the contents can be categorized into two parts. The first part will be the three intangible thoughts, which is a very famous concept in the Diamond Sutra too. Okay, the second point, okay, a journey from having a self to the stage of no self. Let's see how the Diamond Sutra talk about it.金刚经呢，它很直截了当地给我们指出，要断烦恼呢，得解脱的第一个重要的原则，就是对每一件事物要做到不执着四相。上周日的时候呢，已经给大家说明了如何来破除四相。你们还记得是哪四相吗？破四相指的是不执着我相、人相、众生相跟受者相。The Diamond Sutra directly pointed out a path. We must not be attached to four types of appearances if we want to be free from vexations. Do you still remember the talk we had last week? Okay, it's about breaking four types of appearances. It means no attachment to self appearance, person appearance, sentient beings appearance, and lifespan appearance. 金刚经告诉我们，破除四相呢还不够的，我们还要扫除三种心。扫三心指的是哪三种心呢？ The sutra said, it's not enough just to break the four type of appearances. We must also eliminate three kinds of thoughts. What are these thoughts? They are past thoughts, present thoughts, and future thoughts. 一般人，普通人的心理活动啊，一定不离开住于过去跟未来。那一般人呢，总是常常想着过去，想着未来，很不容易把心安于当下的活动的。譬如说吃饭、走路、睡觉、开门、关门啊，这些在日常生活中我们非常习以为常的动作。我们在做这些动作的时候呢，要让这颗心保持觉照是相当不容易的。The mental activities of ordinary people usually cling to memories of the past and future. Most people have the habitual tendency to think of the past and future. Therefore, the mind can hardly focus on the present activities. For example, daily activities such as eating, walking, sleeping, clothing,or opening the doors has become a habit. This causes the mind to lose its awareness when these tasks are performed in daily life. 不晓得你们有没有这种经验呢？在吃饭的时候呢，心呢常常是在想杂七杂八的东西，心呢根本没有在吃饭。你们等一下可以体验看看，等一下你们在吃饭的时候心里的状态哦。那走路的时候呢也是一样，在思前想后，我们通常都会挂念着过去的得失啦、对错啦，或者是毁誉啦、荣耀等等的事情哦。Have you ever experienced your mind wandering when you eat? Our focus is not on eating most of the time. Similarly, when we walk,Our mind is busy with other thoughts. We always think about the past gain and loss, right or wrong, praise or defamations, etc., etc. 我举一个例子，在吃饭的时候呢，心里就想着，吃过饭之后呢，我要到超市去买什么东西。那今天晚上呢，我要煮什么汤？啊，明天我要去见个顾客。我要该穿什么样的一个穿着哦，那待会出门的时候呢一定很塞车，我要赶快把饭吃完然后赶快出门。哎呀，上个月我买股票投资了5000块，结果呢只收回了3000块，亏本了，真倒霉。才吃一顿饭就动了这么多的念头，你们是不是有类似的经验呢？For example, during a meal, one is thinking of what groceries are needed from the supermarket, what type of soup to make for dinner tonight, tomorrow morning, which matching outfit to wear to meet the important client. When leaving the house afterwards, there must be traffic congestions in the route. I must finish my meal quickly and leave. Last month, I invested5,000 in stock, and the investment went down to 3,000. I'm quite unlucky to invest in the wrong fund. While having a meal, there can be so many thoughts scattered around in the mind. Does anyone here have similar experience in your life? Thank you. 请问，这是什么心呢？这是散乱心，是思前想后的心。如果我们惯性的想着过去跟未来，请问我们能够把现在的事做好吗？ What mind is this? This is a scattered mind. It's a mind of thinking of the past and future. If you are so used to think of the past and the future, could we complete the present task properly? 那大修行人呢？大修行人他们的特质都是住于现在，把心安于当下，这样子的一个人格特质。How about great practitioners? Great practitioners have the characteristic to concentrate on the present activities. 什么叫做安于当下的心呢？ What is the meaning of a settled mind?当下该尽什么责任，该做什么事呢？就一心一意的把那件事做好，并且把它完成。When giving a responsibility of a task, we must do it wholeheartedly and finish it completely. 也就是说，该提起的时候，我们就提起责任；该放下的时候呢，不论成功失败。通通的就把它放下，该提起的时候提起，该放下的时候放下，要这样子不断的练习，才能够把我们的心安于当下。 When it's time to take up responsibilities, we take it up. When if the conditions do not allow the task to be carried on, then we should let it go regardless of success or failure.The mind must be trained constantly in this way for it to focus at the present moment. 我们唯有随时随地的学习把心呢安于当下，才能够不受过去的对错，或者是毁誉啊、荣耀啊所干扰、所影响，也才能够随顺因缘啊。Only when the mind can be settled down at any time and at every place, then the mind will be capable of letting go any gain or loss, right or wrong, praise or defamations. In this case, we can take on or put down responsibilities in accordance with the conditions. 我们应该呢学习重视现在的努力，不要老是怨天尤人，更不要因为自己的得意呢，或者是失败而空欢喜，或者是徒悲哀啊。We should learn to value the present effort we made. We should not blame God or man. We should not rejoice too soon from any accomplishment or remain sorrowful about our failure. 金刚经这样子的一句名言哦。可能作为有一些菩萨也许是相当熟悉的，过去心不可得，现在心不可得，未来心呢也不可得。一个解脱者的心境呢，他已经心无所住，不住于现在，也不住于过去未来的一切相，这叫做无相无我，也叫做解脱，这是一个有大智慧的人啊。A very famous verse in the Diamond Sutra saying that the past, present and future thoughts are intangible. The state of mind of an enlightened person does not abide to the past, present or future. We call this state of mind as formless, no self and liberations. This is a person who achieve great and complete enlightenment. 我们大家还是凡夫，对不对？虽然还做不到，但是我们知道有这样子的一个境界。你们希不希望自己有一天能够达到这个境界呢？如果希望的话，那我们就需要努力的修行了。我们至少要能够做到助于现在的活动，不要停留在第一种层次，注于过去跟未来的状态。 We are still ordinary people. Certainly, we have not reached that state yet, but we know there's a stage of liberation which is attainable. Do you hope to accomplish this stage one day? Do you? If you do, you need to practice diligently, we can at least make the effort to focus on the present activities. Do not allow the mind scatter around between the past and the future thoughts. 那我们如何能够做到安于当下的活动呢？ How can the mind be settled for the present activities? 这就需要培养什么？定力了。 We need to cultivate the capability of mind's concentrations. 我们该怎么做呢？ How can we achieve that? 透过一些方法，譬如说打坐、诵经、拜佛、念佛等等，这些方法都可以增长我们的定力。诸位菩萨，如果你们还没有养成平时做定课的习惯，可以建议你们思考一下哪一种方法跟您最相应，就从哪一个方法那一个方法开始，每天拨出一小段的时间来用功。不论你选择哪一种方法都很好的。Through methods such as sitting meditations, okay, reciting sutras, chanting mantras, prostrating to the Buddha, chanting the name of the Buddha, etc. These are some of the methods that can help us to cultivate the mind's concentrations. If you have not yet developed any regular practice at home, my recommendations to you is,Pick up any one of the methods that corresponds to your interests. Allow yourself a period of time at home to practice regularly. Any method you choose is good to cultivate concentrations of mind. 那如果你选好之后呢，最好能够定时定量，可以从短时间开始，比较简单的方法开始做起。譬如说，每天固定念五百声的佛号，或者是说早上打坐十分钟，或者说呢每天拜佛50拜都可以的。一段时间下来呢，您的专注力一定会增长，但是要记得这个持续性非常的重要，不要三天捕鱼，两天晒网。Once you have chosen the methods, it's best to set aside a time to practice. You can start with a simple method with a short period of time and gradually increase the practice time. For instance, chanting the name of the Buddha 50 times a day, or sitting meditations for 10 minutes a day, or prostrating to the Buddhas 50 times a day.After a while, you will see the improvement of your mind's concentrations resulting from the practice. Bear in mind that it's very important to practice consistently. Perseverance is very important. 从上个星期呢，举了许许多多破除四相的生活例子。那今天呢，也跟大家讲了三心不可得的观念，同时呢，也跟大家分享了如何培养增长专注力的方法。诸位菩萨，你们或许是观念上厘清了，但是呢，我有必要再次的说明这不表示说我们就很有定力了，或者是说我们的我执就不存在了。 In last week Dharma sharingI gave some example of not abiding to four types of appearances. In today's Dharma sharing, I talk about the idea of three intangible thoughts, and I did share some of the methods on how to cultivate mind's concentrations. A point that I would like to emphasize is that even though we might be clear about the concept and methods, it doesn't mean thatWe obtain mind concentrations, and the self-attachment does not exist. 接下来呢，我要跟大家分享师父在《金刚经·福慧自在》这本书呢，来讲我们如何从有这个自我 到一个无我的一个修行的历程哦。Next, I would like to share an idea given by 师父 in this book. Unfortunately, we have this book only in Chinese. Okay? The title of the book is The Life Wisdom of the Diamond Sutra. It's about going through a journey of practice from having a self to the stage of no self. 佛法的智慧呢，就是要帮助我们从有我的烦恼，最后呢，证到无我的智慧，也就是找回自我本来面目的一个过程。那想要证得这个无我的智慧之前呢，我们是不是要先了解这个我的相貌是什么？是不是才能够渐渐的朝向这个无我的方向前进吗？ The wisdom of Buddhism is to help us to get rid of the vexed mind and to finally attain the wisdom of no self. It's a path of returning to our original state of mind. We must first understandthe appearance of self before we can reach the destinations of no self. 凡是有我一定离不开烦恼的。请问你们喜欢烦恼吗？烦恼呢，是因为有这个自我而产生的。换句话说呢，你想要减少烦恼，你就要想办法缩小自我。假如你不把我考虑进去的话呢，烦恼就当下就离你而去，得到那当下的那一刻呢，就是解脱的体验了。Vexations cannot be separated from the existence of the self. Does anyone here like vexations? No one like it, right? Vexations are actually derived from the sense of self.In other words, if you hope to reduce vexations, then the self must be minimized. If you do not take the self into consideration, vexation will definitely stay far from us, and it's possible for us to attain liberation. 我，请问这个我是什么呢？很多人是弄不清楚的。一般人呢，必然会把这个身体当成我。What is self? Most people do not have a right and clear understanding about it. Ordinary people will usually consider the body to be the self. 金刚经讲的无我呢，其实就是心经中的五蕴皆空，就是不要把个人的存在当成永恒不变，同时呢，也请不要把环境中的你、我、他的存在当成永恒不变的。如果能够有这种认识呢，对自己的问题，你就不会一次的放在挂在心上。那对于他人给你的烦恼呢，你也不会把它看得太严重了。No self in the Diamond Sutra has the same meaning as the idea of the five skandhas are empty, which were taught in the Heart Sutra. It means do not take the self as something permanent or unchangeable. At the same time, do not consider people in the environment as permanent or unchangeable. With this understanding, the matter of self will not be a big deal. Meanwhile, vexation caused by others will not be taken too seriously. 那自我是怎么产生的呢？我们要如何来化解自我呢？ What make up the self? And how can the self be reconciled? 众生的自我相呢，它是由这个虚妄的执着心透过肉体的六根，只取外境的六尘而产生的。请问大家，六根指的是什么？眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、意。那六尘呢？尘是那个灰尘的尘哦。 六尘指的是色、声、香、味、触、法嘛，对不对？大家都知道《金刚经》里面有这样子一句话，他说不应住色身心，不应住声香味触法身心。 The self appearance is derived from the illusory mind. It begins from the six sense organs when they contact with the six dusts.The six, what, may I ask, what do six sense organ means? What do six sense organ means? Okay, six sense organs refers to eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. How about the six dusts? Six dusts refer to form, sound,smell, taste, touch, and thought. Therefore, the sutra say, we should not give rise to any thoughts attached to form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. 众生的自我相呢，它首先一定是从身体开始的，之后呢，就从身体相关的环境产生的心理的反应，把身体呢以及身体相关的六尘都当成是我。The sense of self-appearance begins from the physical body. It extends further to the surrounding environment that is connected with the body and subsequently creates mental reactions. As a result, the body will take the six dusts as part of the self.我举一个例子来说，对一个先生，他会说，这是我的太太，我的太太，我的小孩，还有这是我的车子，对不对？这是我的事业等等等。本来呢只有一个小小的一个人，如果这么一想呢，他就会把环境中的六尘变成我的执着，而成为我了。For example, a man says, this is my wife, okay, this is my children, and that's my car, and this is my career, etc., etc. The self is supposed to refer to only one man, to him. If that's a way of thinking, he will definitely attach to the six dusts, the wife, children, the car,and the career, all this become part of the self. 因此呢，金刚经它主要就是要教我们化解自我，不要把个人以及外境当成你自己，不要把环境里的一切当成你所依靠的，也不要在乎你对别人付出了多少。所以说，不应住色身心，不应住声香味触法身心，也就是《金刚经》一直在反复说明的因无所住而生其心的意思。The main teaching of the sutra is to teach us how to reconcile the self. Do not take people and the external environment as the self.Do not rely on anything in the environment as yours, and do not depend on your contributions to others. We should not give rise to any thoughts that attach to form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. This statement repeats to us many times in the sutra. In other words, the mind should act without any attachment.当我们面对的所有人、所有的情况、所有事的时候呢，处理一切我们能够处理的，处理之后呢，就不用再说，这是我做的，他们呢是因为我而得到利益了，不要这么说，做过了就把它放下， 这就是因无所住而生其心了。 When dealing with people in different situations, we should always do our best to help. When the task is completed, it's not necessary to let people know that others benefited because of me. This is a response of the mind without attachment to the environment. 如果我相信诸位菩萨一定做了很多好事，做了一个好事得到一个好的成就之后呢，师父告诉我们能够把它忘掉是最好的，人我都没有负担。如果你老是牵牵挂挂呢，这就没有智慧了，把包袱呢背在身上，老是想着这是我的成就，这是我的功劳，这是我的功德，最后呢这些东西都变成了你的负担。如果能够将做过的事情马上放下，你就是一身轻，时时保持自由自在，这就是最有智慧的人，不是吗？ After doing a good deed or obtaining any achievement, the best way is to forget about it. There will be no burden for the self, for yourself, and for people. If you constantly think that this is my achievement, this is my contributions, that's my merit,it will end up being a burden and obstructing ourselves. If we can remove ourselves once the job is done, we will be free at all times. This is an action of a wise man. 那有人就问师父，他说，师父啊，既然我们的身体是空的，那早一点死跟晚一点死又有什么关系呢？这是绝对错误的观念。凡所有相的本质都是空的，虽然我们不能执着它，但是我们要好好的善用它，是不是？ Someone asked Shifu, If the body is empty, what makes the difference if I die sooner or later? This is indeed a wrong concept. The nature of all appearancesis empty. Even though we should not attach to it, we should make good use of it. 用它来做什么呢？ What for? 用它来学佛啊，来行菩萨道，来累积我们成佛的福慧资粮吗？ For learning Buddha Dharma, cultivating the Bodhisattva path,and accumulating virtues of blessing and wisdom for the Buddhahood. 如果我们懂得用这个智慧心来观这个六尘，看到的都是空的。《金刚经》重复又重复地说了这句话，不应住色身心，不应住声香味触法身心，因无所住而生其心呢。 If we are capable to view the six dots with wisdom, we will see the emptiness. Therefore, the sutra says repeatedly that we should not give rise to any thoughts attached to form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. 再次请问大家，六尘是什么？ May I ask again,What do the six dots mean? 简单的说，我们所面对的外面的一切的环境都涵盖在六尘里边。当这个六根接触这个六尘产生的心理作用呢，我们称它为六识。 In a word, the entire environment are includedwithin the six dots. When the six sense organs contact with the six dots, mental reactions will happen, which we call the six consciousness. 请问环境的好或者不好是不是由这个我来判断的呢？是不是我们来判断的嘛？没有错啊， 这些都是由于我们六根在接触六尘之后呢，因为有六识去分别嘛，对不对？所以你就产生了这个好坏的一个辨别的认知。换句话说呢，这个六识的活动是因为受到外境环境的影响，外界的环境一动呢，我们的心也跟着动了，也跟着动。 That's a good or bad judgment about the environment judged by the self? Yes, it's an understanding or the recognitions by the six consciousness after the contact between the six sense organ with the external environment. In other words, the mental activities of the six sense of the six consciousness are affected by the external environment. Any movement that happens in the environment will definitely affect the mind. 因此呢，造业、作恶都跟六尘有关。我们要行善，要祈福，要修福报，都需要靠六尘，是不是？譬如说，诸位听到、看到的人跟事，或者说你看到什么东西，你需要做一些什么改善，或者希望学习到什么，或者是希望得到一些什么成就，在在处处呢，都没有离开六尘。Therefore, creating karma orConducting evil deeds are all related to the six dust. We need six dust to do wholesome deeds. The praying or cultivating virtues. For example, six dust are needed for us to see, hear, to help others, to make improvement to the current situations, to learn skills,or to obtain some good or positive result. 金刚经告诉我们，懂得善用这个六尘呢，如实的来面对环境，好好的处理环境中的一切事都没有问题。重点是，如果我们把这个六尘或者是外境呢，当作永恒不变的东西来执着呢，就有问题了。譬如说，你做了一件好事，行了一个善，心中就不要再想啊，我捐了100万给法鼓山，我行了善，积了德了，做了好事。如果你心中呢老是牵挂着，这就不是真正的善，不是真正的好事，这是有漏的福报，有漏的善法。The Diamond Sutra teaches us how to make good use of the six dust. When confronted with a situation, dealing with it, then there would not be a problem. The important point is, if you take the six dust or the external environment as something that is eternal, then problem arise. For example, when a good deed or charity is performed,Do not constantly remind yourself of the good deed that was done. For example, I donated 10,000 to Damodara Mountain. I did a good deed, and I accumulated good merit. This is considered not a good deed. If you keep on reminding it, it becomes a tainted blessing.And a tainted charitable deeds. 请问大家，为什么做了好事之后，我们要把它放下，不要再牵挂呢？如果做了好事，我们一直牵牵挂挂，会有产生两种可能。第一呢，你就经常着想着，我什么时候会收到好的果报呢？如果收不回呢，我付出了我收不回我该得的这个好处的话呢，你会不会产生怨恨？你会不会愤怒？第二，这一生你不能收回，你就想好吧，没有关系，就结个来生缘吧， 你或许在这一生或者是来生可以得到这个回报。如果是这样子的话呢，无漏的福报就没有了，你得到的果报是非常有限而且很小的。If we keep reminding ourselves about the good deeds that we have done, two possibility of effects may happen. The first possibility, to constantly expect of getting back the rewards. Okay? A sense of resentment will arise if the reward does not return. The second possibility, if the reward does not receive in this life,You will expect the return in the next life. You may get the return either in this life or the future life, but unfortunately, you lose your true virtues. The amount of virtue you obtain become very limited and small. 金刚经说，不应住色身心，不应住身香味触法身心。就是对我们的环境不要执着，但是呢，重点是我们需要努力改善我们的环境。这边所指生的心呢，指的是智慧心以及慈悲心。A verse in the sutra says, "We should not give rise to any thoughts that are attached to form, sound, smell, taste."Touch and thought. This means that we should not be attached to the environment. Yet, we must make good effort to improve our living environment. The thought that should arise here is referred to the wisdom and the compassionate mind. 以智慧心、慈悲心处理一切的人、一切的事呢，便是。无所住而生其心，这是《金刚经》中非常重要的一个观念哦。To help people with wisdom and a compassionate mind, it fulfills the teaching of the sutras, giving rise to a mind without attachment. This is a very concept in the Diamond Sutra. Okay, 请问大家一个问题：信心。对一个修行人来说重要吗？ Is confidence in faith important for a practitioner? 金刚经特别强调信心对修行的重要。 The Diamond Sutra specifically emphasized the importance of confidence in faith. 还没有解脱的初发心菩萨呢应该以信为基础。如果你信心不坚固，信心没有建立的话呢，你很可能今天努力，明天就不努力了。你今天念佛，明天就不念佛了。今天朝这个方向，明天又换了一个方向。因此呢，信心对修行来说非常的重要。For beginners who practice the Bodhisattva path without a concrete foundation of faith, they may give up very easily or change course of the practice. Therefore, it's very important to cultivate a concrete foundation of faith. 经文有这样子一句话哈，有持戒修福的人呢于此章句能生信心，以此为实，当知世人不于一佛、二佛、三世、五佛而种善根，以于无量千万佛所种足善根。这句话怎么说呢？ The sutra says, those who uphold the precepts and cultivate merits, they have faith that the teaching of the Diamond Sutra.Are true. The sutra says, these people have not merely cultivated the root of virtues with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 Buddhas. They have actually cultivated all kinds of virtuous root with infinite number of Buddhas in their past life. 换句话说，什么人会对《金刚经》有信心呢？你们对《金刚经》有信心吗？ What type of people have strong faith with the Diamond Sutra? 是持戒修福的人。People who uphold precepts and cultivate merits will have strong faith with the Diamond Sutra. 持戒修福呢，他们是连在一起的。因此经典说，五戒又称为五种大布施，持戒的本身呢，它就是修行，是学佛的行为。 Upholding precepts and cultivating virtues, they are interconnected. The sutra says, the five precepts are named as the five great giving. Upholding precept itself is a method of practice. It's a way to learn the manners of the Buddha.为什么今天在跟大家分享《金刚经》的时候，特别要提到持戒跟修福呢？为什么 ？Why do I specifically talk about upholding precepts and cultivating virtues in my talk today? Why? 是因为唯有持戒修福的人，也就是说，已经信仰佛法。修持菩萨道的人对于《金刚经》的教法才能够依教奉行。 Because only for those who have built up a faith in Buddhism and have started to practice the Bodhisattva path can believe and uphold the teaching of the Diamond Sutra. 一尊佛出世是不是需要很长的时间？Is it take very long time for a Buddha to be born? 当然是啊。Yes, it is. 自从释迦牟尼佛出世以后呢，我们到现在还在等待下一尊佛的出世来到人间，对不对？能够听到《金刚经》，而且相信《金刚经》中所说的。必定已经在一尊佛、两尊佛、三尊佛、四尊佛、五尊佛处听过了佛法，也就是说，在无量世以前呢，必定已经是一个修行很久的人。After the Sakyamuni Buddha, no Buddha has been born in this world. Okay, we are still waiting. We are still waiting for the next Buddha to be born. For those who listen.And believe the teaching of the Diamond Sutra, these people have not merely listened to Dharma and cultivated the root of virtues with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 Buddhas. They have been practicing for a very long time in their previous life. 因此，诸位菩萨，如果你们相信《金刚经》的教理是真的。那么你们呢也是怎么样，不仅是于一佛二佛三次五佛而种善根，而且呢是已经于无量千万佛所种诸善根的人啊，你们晓得吗？ If you believe the teaching of the sutra is true, which means thatYou have not merely cultivated the virtuous root with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 Buddhas, but you have cultivated all kinds of virtuous roots with countless numbers of Buddha. 我请问在场的菩萨们，你们相信《金刚经》的教理是真的吗？
真的。
请举手。Please raise hand. Okay.May I ask, does anyone here believe that the teaching of the sutra is real? Please raise your hand. Okay. 恭喜你们，这表示说呢，诸位都是在无量世之前就已经种下善根的大菩萨。Congratulations. This means that many of you here are great bodhisattva who has planted deep wholesome roots in your previous life. 相信之后呢，就要怎么样？你就必须的要持续的来持戒修福。If this is your belief, then you must consistently uphold precepts and cultivate virtues. 在《金刚经》的定义来说呢，有这个信心，从就是有这个信心来提升这个自我之后呢，还不够，还不够圆满的。我们还要进一步的提升到实相无相的自我，这是《金刚经》的程度哦。From the destination of the Diamond Sutra, having the confidence of self development with the faith is not enough. We should further uplift our character to the stage of no self. This is the standard of Diamond Sutra. 是故经云，他说，我今得闻如是经典，信解受持，不足为难。这是那个须菩提的回答哦。The Subodhi replied to the Buddha, After hearing this sutra, I have no difficulty in believing, comprehending, and following it. 接着呢，得闻是经呢，信心清净，即生实相，当知世人成就第一稀有功德。他说，世尊是实相者，即是非相，是故如来说明实相。 Subodhi continued with his speech, If someone hear this sutra and give rise to a pure faith and thus perceive the true nature of reality, we should know that this person has achieved the most extraordinary virtue. Subodhi said, World Honor One,The true nature of reality is empty. This is what the Tathagata calls the true nature of reality. 从以上的这段经文呢，我们可以看出《金刚经》特别重视信心的重要。你只要信心清净呢，即生实相。换句话说呢，如果修行而信心不坚固的人呢，是不可能开悟而见到实相的。From this paragraph, you can see that the Diamond Sutra emphasizes very much the importance of faith. If someone hears this sutra and gives rise to a pure faith, he will perceive the true nature of reality. In other words, a person who practices without a concrete faith, he will be impossible to attain enlightenment and to see the true nature of reality. 这个自我提升的第一个阶段呢，它一定是有我的。这个我呢，是以信心为我。相信金刚经的人，他会修持佛法、持戒念佛，都是有我的，对不对？以我来修持佛法，以我来相信《金刚经》为是真的，那进一步的做到如这个《金刚经》所说的，相信它、理解它、接受它，然后照着去做。In the first stage of uplifting the self character, the self does exist. Okay, they take the faith, of Buddhism as the self. For those who believe in the teaching of the Diamond Sutra and have started to practice.Buddha Dharma, they are still in the stage of having a self. From the standpoint of having a self, they believe the teaching of the sutra is real, they trust it, understand it, accept it, and apply it in daily life. 又说一句话，有人听到这部经之后呢，就能升起实相。There was someone who perceived immediately the true nature of reality after hearing to the Diamond Sutra. 是实相者，即是非相，是故如来说明实相。 这是金刚经中的一段辩证法，实相到底是什么呢？ The true nature of reality is formless. This is what the Tathagata calls the true nature of reality. This is one of the directives in the sutra. What does the true nature of reality mean? What does it mean? 我举个例子来说，当你们看到我的手在动的时候，我的手是在空之间动，因为有空的关系呢，你们才看得到我的手在挥动。如果没有空间，或者是说这个空间不存在的话呢，请问你们还看得到我的手在动吗？看不到了。实相就是空相，所有能动的一切相都在空里面发生了。 For example, when you see my hand is movingMy hand is moving in an empty space. You can see my hand move because of the empty space. Without empty space, or if the empty space doesn't exist, will you still see my moving hand? No. Of course, you won't. The ultimate truth is empty. All phenomena which are movable stay within the empty space.我再请问大家，空是动还是不动的呢？空。空是不动的，只有不动的，不会改变的，才能够称为实相。称为实相 ,OK。凡是能动的，都叫幻象。只有不动的，才叫实相。能动来动去，变来变去的，我们都叫做幻象，也就是暂时的一种现象。 Does empty space move or not move? Empty space does not move. Only unmovable or unchangeable things can be considered the ultimate truth. Movable appearances are called illusions. They are phenomena that exist only for temporary.再请问大家，我们很执着的这个我，是不是在空间跟时间中不断的成长变化的呢？ Does the self that we attach to grow, become active and change within the space and time? 当然是啊。所以呢，说明了这个我是幻象，是假我，不是真的我。 Yes, of course. Therefore, the self is illusory, is false, and not the real self. 我再举一个例子。你们现在看到我的一个手掌，如果我把我手掌一握起来呢，它变成了一个拳头。请问你们眼前看到这个拳头是真的是假的呢？对。Okay, for example.Now you see my palms. If I close it, it becomes a fist. Do you think the fist you see in front of you is real or unreal? 如果你们说是真的，那如果把拳头一打开，它又变成了手掌，那请问拳头还在吗？
If your answer is real, if I open it up,It becomes a palms again, right? The fist becomes a palms again. So, where does the fist go?
所以说呢，不管是拳头还是手掌，只要在空里面会活动、会变化的，通通都是虚妄的幻象。你们就把这个原则牢牢的记住就好了，很重要的。
Whether it's a palm or a fist,As long they move or change, okay, in the empty space, they are unreal appearance and they are all illusory.
我再举一个例子。一个家庭的组成一定是有呼吸，两个人在一起嘛，生活在一起嘛，对不对？请问这个家庭是真的还是假的呢？
This is another example. Okay? A family is formed by a husband and wife. Do you think this family is real or unreal?
如果是真的，呼吸两个人是暂时是真的，现在的离婚率很高哦，
对不对？好像每年都在这提升嘛，对不对？这表示呢，这个婚姻呢，它也是如幻如化的，变化莫测的。
Yes, it's real. The husband and wife is real, but for temporary.The rate of divorce is very high nowadays, and the rate is increasing gradually, year after year, which means that a marriage is illusion, and change can happen without predictions.
实相呢，即是非相，也就是说，实相就是空相，空是不断的，即使我的手在空中挥动，空的本身会因为我的手晃动而受影响吗？空本身没有改变，但是呢，记得哦，空里面它可以产生各式各样的变化。金刚经在这里反复的说明，所以呢，不要误解了空的意思哦。
The ultimate truth is formless. In other words, the form of ultimate truth is empty. Emptiness will not change, although I move my hand.In the air, will the emptiness be affected by the moving hand? No, emptiness does not change. However, changes can happen within the emptiness. The sutra reminded us for many, many times. Please do not misunderstand the meaning of emptiness.
众生的自我相呢？它是从主观的身心跟客观身心的相对立，也就是所谓的外境而产生的。所以呢，这个金刚经它一直在重复的提醒我们，要做到无我相、无人相、无众生相、无受者相，容易吗？
The self appearance of sentient being derived subjectively from the physical body.And the mind when in contact with the external environment. Therefore, the sutra keep on reminding us to remove self-appearance, person appearance, sentient beings appearance, and lifespan appearance. Is it easy to remove these four appearances?
Not easy. 这里的我呢，在前面已经大略的说过了，执着的四个相，这个我相、人相、众生相、受者相。
I talk about the self earlier. Whoever cling to four type of appearances, self appearances, person appearances, sentient beings appearances, and lifespan appearances.
这四个相呢，它实际上指的是同一个东西，就是我。是不是在这本书里面呢，师父在把这个相这个我哈分成四个面相，主观的我、客观的我、个人的我，还有跟我相关环境跟我相关的我。
These four type of appearances are pointing to actually one thing, which is the self. The self can be categorized into four parts.As what Shifu taught in this book. Okay, the first part, the self of subjectivity. The second part, the self of objectivity. And the third part, personal self. And the self related with the phenomena.
我相呢，是指的单独的个人，是不是？
Self-appearance refer to...The personal self.
那人相呢，是跟我相对的另外一个人。
Okay, person appearance refer to another person in relating to the self. Okay, it's another person in relating to me.
那 众神像是什么？它是跟我相对的许多人。Sentient beings' appearance refer to a group of people in relating to me, in relating to the self. 受者像呢？受者像是所有的众生在时间过程中的活动现象。今天的你、我、他，跟明天的你、我、他加起来呢，就是受者像的一个过程了。Lifespan appearance refer to a group of human activities.In a period of time, 虽然分出这四种相，再把这个我相再怎么分都好啊，其实就是一个我。如前面所说的，小我、大我，都还是在有我相的范围里面呢。Although it's divided into four type appearances, they actually refer only to the self appearance.或许有人会觉得啊，做凡夫很好啊，很简单啊，只是一个人，或许成立一个小家庭，承担一个小工，一个小责任，那成了佛，那多么辛苦啊，还要千百亿化身，还要度尽一切众生，辛苦吗？ There may be people who think that it's easier to be an ordinary person. I could just be single, or I could establish a small family and carry on few responsibilities. After becoming a Buddha, I have to manifest into thousands of millions of bodies to deliver innumerable sentient beings in suffering. It's too hard. 本来呢，我只要管好自己一个人一件事，现在呢，我要管这么多人的事。还要一听到有没有人一听到这个众生无边誓愿度，一听到他就不想学佛了。 I'm supposed to only care about myself and perform simple duty. Now I have to take care of so many people with all matters. Many people, after listening to the great vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings in sufferings, make themlose their interest in learning Buddha Dharma. 但是诸位菩萨，你们不要以为自己好就没事了，你们会这样认为吗？你自己好就没事了？ Thus, as long as I take good care of myself, everything will be fine. Does anyone here think this way? 事实上呢，我们大家同在一条船上，彼此呢是身气相同，息息相关的。所以呢，我们不但自己学佛要离苦得乐，也要发愿度众生。看到这么多苦难的众生，请问你们会快乐吗？看到这么多灾难发生在世界各个角落，你们会觉得有安全感吗？All sentient beings are actually in the same boat. All beings are interconnected. We learn Buddha Dharma not just only to free ourselves from suffering. We do make vow to deliver sentient beings. Would you be happy to see so many sentient beings suffer? Will you feel safe to see so many disasters?Happen in every part of the world. 所以很多人不为自己而为社会，经常为大众的利益着想呢，这就是菩萨心。Many people devote themselves to help the society and always think of how to benefit people. These are what we call the Bodhisattva mind. 请问，再回到这个问题哦，烦恼从哪里来呢？Where does vexation come from? 它是来自于自我的。It actually derives from the self. 很多人以为烦恼是别人给他的，所以呢，他们经常会抱怨，说这个社会不好啦，说这个政府的政治很不公平啦，哦，很多问题啦，因为周遭的人太多问题了。所以呢，困扰我， 让我很苦恼。
Many people somehow think that vexations are caused by others. These people often complain that the society is bad and the government systems are poor. Therefore, it makes them to believe that because I'm surrounded by people with troubles, that's why I become annoyed and upset.
请问大家，你们是不是经常这样子思考自己的问题的呢？自己有烦恼都是别人带给你的，因为别人所以你烦恼。
Does anyone here frequently think this way about your problems? You feel upset, annoyed because of others, or because of the environment, because of the society, because of the government. Is this the way you think?
其实呢，天下本无事，庸人自扰之。烦恼呢，它其实是自己找的。如果你能够把自我中心放下的话呢，烦恼马上就不见了，离你而去了，无影无踪了，你想追都追不到的。
There is a saying in Chinese that nothing actually happens in the world. Only the mediocre who create troubles for themselves. It's true, we create trouble for ourselves if we can put down the self-attachment.Vexation will immediately disappear.
我们现在呢，姑且，我们先不要说把这个烦恼自我断掉。如果能够缩小自我，而承担更多众人的利益的时候呢，你们的烦恼会不会减少？你个人的问题就不是问题了。
Let's forget about putting down the self-attachment first. If we can minimize the self and take up more responsibility for the benefit of others, vexation will be very much reduced. Personal problems will not be a problem anymore.
总而言之呢，你不要自找麻烦，不要自找烦恼，就是智慧心。有烦恼的时候呢，你不要把它当成困扰，就没有烦恼了。
In conclusions, a wisdom mind means don't look trouble for yourself. When trouble arises, don't take it as trouble. We will be free from trouble.
You will be free from trouble. 自私呢，是因为只是为了自己个人的利益着想。那慈悲呢，它不是为了自己的。
A selfish person will only think of their own benefit, not others. A person with compassion will not think of themselves.
师父常说一句话，慈悲没有敌人。慈悲的人呢，他看不到敌人的，他只看到需要他帮助的众生。对方有问题，但不是我的敌人，而是需要我帮忙的人。这叫做慈悲。真正有慈悲的人呢，他待人是平等的，不为自己的个人的利害得失呢而着想，而是为整体人类的利益为考量的。哎，我们的师父就是这种人了。
师父 has a word: A person with compassion has no enemies. They don't see any enemies. They see only sentient beings that need their help.These people have problems, but they are not my enemies. They just need someone to help them. This is what we call compassion. People with compassion will treat people equally. They will not consider their personal gain or loss. They will consider human interests as a whole.
既然是无我无相，以不受世间现象的困扰，也就 不需要逃避世间现象了，对不对？下面一句话说，无法相亦无非法相。
Without attachment to the self and all appearances,
one will not be bothered by all the worry appearances. Therefore, they do not have to escape from these appearances. There's a word in the sutra. They are free from the notions of Dharma and non-Dharma.
什么叫做无法相呢？如果能够做到无法相，就是说对于世间的一切现象发生的，你看到的，你都不会放在心上，你不会去在乎它。这容易做得到吗？
What does free from the notion of Dharma means? It means one does not care or disturb by all the worry appearances.
非法相是什么呢？就是说世间的所有的问题，所有的事，所有需要我帮助的人，我都要去做，这就是非法相。一切相还是存在的嘛，对不对？虽然它是假的，我们都知道一切相都是假的，但是我们还是要改善它，要帮助它，该我们做的还是要去做，这叫做无法相，亦无非法相。我们是要学着不去在乎它，不要去过爱它，但是呢，我们该尽的责任，该做的事，你该完成的工作，你还是要去做的。这就是无法相，亦无非法相。
What does non-Dharma means? It means all problems, all affairs in the world, and all people who need help from me. I will always do my best to help. Even though all appearances, they are unreal, and they exist only temporarily, we still have to try our best to help them, or to improve the situations. There's a meaning. This is a meaning free from the notion of dharmas and non-dharma from the sutra.
我们对任何的人做了好事呢，刚才说了，不要一直挂在心上，过去了就已经过去了，是不是？这才是真正做了好事。如果做完了呢，做完之后呢，还在想，我已做了好事，我已帮了谁的忙了，这叫做后患无穷。
Don't keep reminding yourself of all the good deeds that you have done for others. When it's finished, it's over, it's already over. This is what a good deed really means. If it's already done and over, and you still keep on reminding yourself what has been done and to whom that I have helped, we call this no end of trouble for yourself in the future.
谁的后患呢？当然是自己的后患。那如果是对方，你帮了他，他不回馈你，那怎么办？自己心中是不是增加烦恼？是不是？那回馈了你呢，又给你带来另一种样貌的烦恼。
Who will get the trouble? You will get the trouble. If you don't receive any awards from the person, vexation will arise in the mind. If you get rewards, you will confront another kind of trouble.
你帮了众生的忙，不要想到你帮了众生的忙，但是呢，众生是有的，还是要继续的帮下去，而且要更积极的救度苦难的众生啊！这是佛教的精神啊！
Don't constantly need to remind of the help that you have provided for others. However, sentient beings do exist in the world. You should continue helping them, and you must be passive in delivering human beings who are in sufferings.This is the spirit of Buddhism.
很多人呢，他们认为佛教是消极的宗教，那是对佛教最大的误解。其实呢，佛教是最积极的，是积极的在苦难的人间来做这个救度众生的工作。
There are people who see Buddhism as a very pessimistic religion. This is indeed a big misunderstanding about Buddhism. In fact, Buddhism is a very positive religion. It has been very positive in helping sentient beings in the world who are full of suffering.
这是金刚经的一个观点哦。所有的一切众生，所有一切众生之类，我皆令入无余涅槃而灭度之，如是灭度无量无数无边众生，又实无众生得灭度者。
This is another point in the sutra that says, I will liberate different type of sentient beings by leading them to nirvana without residue. When immeasurable, countless, infinite numbers of sentient beings have been liberated, in reality, no sentient beings has been liberated.
诸位菩萨，你们听到这边，你们会不会觉得佛教的教义好像充满着矛盾跟冲突？佛一方面教我们要发愿度众生，对不对？另一方面呢，又说实无众生得度者，是不是？有这种感受的人请举手。好，还是有人有这种感受哈。
Upon hearing to my talk, do you think that the teaching of Buddhism are so contradictory and conflicting? On one hand, the Buddha taught us to make vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. On the other hand, the Buddha said no sentient beings could be liberated. Please raise hand if you have this kind of feeling.
Contradictions and conflicting about the teaching of Buddhism. Okay, on one hand, Buddha wants us to make vow to deliver human beings. On the other hand, the Buddha says no sentient beings could be liberated. Okay.
其实呢，这不是矛盾跟冲突，这是每一部经讲的义理呢。都没有离开指导我们修行的过程跟次第，这是次第的问题，并不是义理上矛盾冲突的问题啊。
There are no contradictions and conflicts because the process and sequence for the practice will be taught in all sutras. So it's a matter of process and sequence for the practice.And it's not about the contradictions and conflicts of the teaching.
它一定是从只有执着有相到体验无相，从明白实相到不执着实相的这样子一个修行的历程。
It will always begin from the stage of abiding to appearances towards the stage of.Putting down all appearances, and from the stage of understanding the true nature of reality towards the stage of letting go the true nature of reality. So it's the difference in the sequence. It's a process in the practice. Okay? So everyone has to undergo the same process of the practice.
每一尊佛都发愿要救度苦难的众生，使他们都能够得到解脱，最后成佛，是不是？
Every Buddha make vow to deliver all sentient beings from suffering until the day they attain the Buddhahood. Is it true?
但是对佛来说呢，没有一个众生是因为他而成佛的，这就是没有我相的意思啊。也就是说，佛陀已经证得了这个无相，对不对？
For the Buddha, he will not say that sentient beings attain the Buddhahood because of me. This means that the Buddha does not attach to self-appearance. It means Buddha has attained the stage of letting go of all appearance.
一个总结而言呢，有没有发现到金刚经的智慧虽然很深奥，但是呢，它其实可以在生活中去落实的。我们首先要建立 无我、无相的观念之后呢，修行还是要从有我、有相去着手的，这是一个次第嘛，对不对？在尽力进行、尽力完成一件事情之后呢，你就不要去在乎得失成败，我可以保证你们的烦恼一定大大的减少的。In conclusions, the wisdom of the Dhamma Sutra is quite deep in its meaning. However, it's applicable in our daily life. We must first build up the concept of no self, and the idea of all appearances is illusion. After that, the practice must still begin with the self and with the existence, and with the existence of all appearances.Once we have finished a job wholeheartedly, try not to care about the gain or loss, success or failure. In this way, our vexation will be very much decreased in life. OK, 那今天呢，就跟大家分享到这边。